defer from you getting out of the gold jersey.
I feel good.
Yeah. And what would you be telling the coach ahead of the game tomorrow?
Well, I want to play, obviously. But we'll see.
You're ready? You feel you are ready personally?
I feel good. Yeah, I feel ready.
Is there another hurdle or milestone kind of that you need to pass in order to be able to get?
Well, I still need to talk to our doctors and see if I can get cleared and talk to the coaches and see what's the best for me and for the team.
Is that a dinner for the training staff then tonight to push them over the hump here, or how do you try and make sure you're in tomorrow?
I'm trying to bribe them. It's probably going to take a little more than a couple dinners.
What's the last stretch of time been like for you? Obviously, nobody wants to be out, but what's it been like working your way back from the injury?
It has. It's been tough. It sucked. I stayed positive. And now I feel really good. So I was just looking forward to getting back, and we'll see. Hopefully that's tomorrow, maybe.
Obviously, we know you tried to come back in the game against Pittsburgh. I mean, what was your reaction to the hit and everything else? I mean, just kind of caught you off guard? Or
you know what? Yeah. I came onto the bench. Kind of felt something was wrong, but got into the trainer's room and kind of took a look at it, and you know, I think with the adrenaline already going a little bit, you feel fine and you try and go out there again, and that did not work out.
Harder too, Nick. It would always be hard when you're on the shelf, and if you've been asked this already, I apologize, but and if the team is rolling, it's one thing. But what's the frustration level when you can't be out there to kind of aid what the guys are going through?
Yeah, it's not fun. I mean, obviously you're still part of the team, but you kind of feel like you're letting down the guys because you want to help this team get back and. We need to. We need to bounce back and find our game again. And you want to help doing that. So not playing and just watching and talking to the guys, it's tough.
It's been added struggles for you, or at least feeling bad for you because he's of what Patrick's been going through. It's a stretch that he didn't foresee. No one would have foreseen at this point.
Well, it sucks for us. It sucks for him. But he's a big boy. He knows what he needs to do, and he's got to go out and do it. You know, we're all playing for the team here. We got, 20 games left? So this is a matter of getting back to the game. You know, he's played a pretty good game, besides that he hasn't scored. He wants to score. We want him to score. He's a big part of this team. So it'll come.